for millions of people to remember that melody.
This is one of the ones without a shadow of a doubt.
And I can hear his voice freaking singing it.
Yeah, this one I know 1000% the timeline shifted for this one. I have no doubt in my mind. This is the one where I'm like 1000% confident. Hello and welcome to another episode of Goddess Hangs.
Episode 84.
Woo! I'm Sadie.
And I'm Juliet.
Obviously. And we created the Goddess Hangs podcast to make the world of mindset, magic, and manifestation more relatable and fun.
And fun!
I lost it for a second.
That third one slipped away.
I was like, and what? What else, Sadie? What else? And we have another episode of Conspiracy Cuties today.
The Conspiracy Cuties are back. And also the Fact Cuties. The I have a lot of information cuties. And then we will weave in all the conspiracies.
We're very excited.
The Fact Cuties. Doesn't quite sound as interesting.
The Flirty Fact Finders.
I love that.
Coin it.
Flirty Fact Finder.
To a Target near you.
Conspiracy Cutie. Mildly wild, obviously.
And divinely delusional.
Divinely delusional. Wow. We have an entire vocabulary now.
We really do. We should start a Goddess Hangs dictionary. Encyclopedia.
Aw.
Thesaurus.
I just had this random flashback from when we had that one amazing guest on and I was just tongue-tied and I said, so do you do spells?
That was a very I love that you brought this up because as everyone knows, we've been watching a lot of Gaia lately.
Yes.
And our favorite host on Gaia is George of Beyond Belief, and that was a very George question to
George,
ask.
George, we gotta collaborate. George, I think you have such down-to-earth simple questions. You ask the soft hitters, and you just seem so. I will say, George does seem genuinely interested. I don't know if they prep the questions ahead of time. It sort of feels.
I think it's exactly like we do it. Yeah. We have no preparation. We just go in and see what happens.
We need to have a segment called Beyond Belief with Goddess Hangs. Wait a second. Ideas. Okay.
Sadie, what's new with you? Juliet, I'm so glad you asked. I have this new dream that I've already shared with Juliet. This is one of my new manifestation goals. Put it on the vision board. Ooh, we have to edit. Just get a screen grab of Beyond Belief and put us in an armchair across from George.
We'll share a chair.
Yeah, we're going to sit in the same chair.
One large chair.
Doesn't even need to be a love seat. We could fit in a chair comfortably.
Do for
It's my dream to be interviewed by George on Beyond Belief.
Okay, done deal. Sadie told me that and I was like, great, I'll set up a LinkedIn. We'll start reaching out to the producers.
I'll figure out who to email. And I was like, I know that it is done.
Yeah.
And if you want to email, no.
If you know anybody over there, let's hook it up. Thank you.
I was watching, if you followed me on Instagram and saw my stories, but I found one that he was interviewing a witch, and I was just cracking up. Like, one part, he was like, so why do you spell it with a K? Because she said magic with a K. Why do you spell it with a K? Which is a great question. A lot of you have asked us that too. And she said exactly what I say. She said, it just differentiates from someone doing like card tricks or illusions. And he goes, well, it does make it more evil, but I know it's not. Or look more evil, but I know it's not. And then...
what makes it evil?
He's like, the K does make it look more evil, but I know it's not.
Aww.
And then she was going off on this, you know, beautiful explanation of what a spell is, involving the mind, body, and soul, and putting it out into the world. And she has this, you know, probably like 90-second, just, you know, really just like hitting home with what a spell is. It's so inspiring. And he goes, is it fun? Do you enjoy doing that? And then she's like, it is fun. And then he goes, well, you seem like a nice person. You don't seem like you're evil. And he kept saying shit like that. And I was dying.
I want to be interviewed too so bad. And I want him to ask a question. And literally, I hope they don't cut it out. I'll be like, did you just ask us that? Was that really the question?
I'm just gonna, every question I'm gonna say, George, I'm so glad you asked. It is fun.
It's, you know what? It's beyond belief.
It's beyond belief. Because could you imagine how he would handle us? Like, he's
no,
so funny. And just having us two together and us sitting across from him, I think he would just say the funniest shit.
He'd be like, so, like, how did you girls decide to, like, it'd be stuff? And who picks out the outfit?
Yeah. Like he says, I think I already mentioned this one, but me and Craig were watching one about an Antarctic explorer. And he said, is it cold there? And he was like, yeah. And then he was like, did you go by plane or boat?
Oh, I watched that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we were just dying laughing. So we're like,
oh my god,
you know, okay, a question, but not really. You know, this is supposed to be a show digging into science and spirituality and getting to the bottom of what these theories mean. And he says, did you go there by plane or boat? And that took up, you know, a good 30 seconds of conversation.
I think that was the same one. This was the guy who said he went to inner earth. Right?
Was that maybe the okay. This was a long time ago when we watched it, but that part stood out. Like, we were crying laughing.
Oh, and my gosh. At first, he had a lot of questions that just weren't important to the story.
Yeah. Like, when we first got Gaia and I was watching it, and this was a year or two ago, it annoyed me. And I was like, how can they make such, like, how can they have such, this Beyond Belief has like hundreds of episodes, I'm pretty sure. He's been doing this for a long time. They'll do, he always says, cuts back to other interviews he's done in this show, and he looks a lot different. Like, he's a lot younger. So he's been doing this a long time, and it used to piss me off where I was like, how is this man doing these interviews for so long? These are so ridiculous. They're not good interviews. And it just really changed my tune, and I was like, I hope this never ends. I wish George could interview everybody in the world, all the world leaders. I think the world would be a better place.
I do too.
So let us know.
Maybe he has an Instagram. We'll DM him.
Oh my God, we should. Yeah. But we have our Gaia link in the show notes. You can get a 7-day free trial.
Mm-hmm.
Check out Beyond Belief and share your favorite George moments with us.
You know, I just want like a pillow, like a heart-shaped pillow with like his face on it.
It's one of those where like when you put the sequins one way, it says, is it fun? And then when you put it the other way, it's George's face.
Oh. If anybody knows how to make that for us, our P.O. box is on our website.
I'm going to tell Gaia our brilliant merch ideas.
Yeah. Gaia could definitely use like a fresh, young, hip, at least category.
Someone, after I posted about that, I posted the funny clip of that over the weekend, and someone DM'd me and put it perfectly. They said, I love watching Gaia because it's nostalgic. It feels like watching TV 15 years ago because it's poorly produced, it's poorly edited, the cameras are not very good quality. And it's just like, it's sort of this like, oh yeah, it does feel like when we were like kids or teens, and like that's what TV was like. And I was like, that is such a good explanation.
And I'm sure that's what every streaming service wants to hear. Network feels
Gaia,
like 15
get your 7-day free trial now. But it's very charming and it's
but
very good.
But there's some fun stuff. There's yoga, there's meditations. We love it and
it's not, there's some that are higher quality, but most of it is pretty. I think they send cameras to people. Maybe it was because they were producing stuff over the pandemic, but I watched a very good one that we're going to reference her later when we're talking about the subject more. But the angle was off and it was just in her home and it was just sort of a straight, they would put the question in silence up on the screen and then it would be her talking. So I think they sent her a camera, had her set it up, and then she had a list of questions to answer and then sent it back to them and edited it. It was horrible, but I just had it on while I was doing laundry and stuff.
But our affiliate link is in the show.
And the information was really interesting and really good. But a lot of the people they have on are like not charismatic, not, you know, like...
They need us.
It's brilliant minds that are on there, but they're people that have been working in labs and working, you know, it's like they're scholars and they're not used to being on camera and it shows, but it's part of the charm. Gaia.
Free 7-day trial. You'll love it or you won't.
Or you won't. That's what's new with me.
But definitely do the 7-day trial. It's fun.
I think that's all that's new with me. as I've been watching Gaia, and I've really been just really loving George.
Well, wait, there's something hugely new with us.
There is. Well, I was going to say, no, there. That was it. We have something huge new with us. Do you want to say it?
You say it. It was your idea.
Okay, so I went into visionary mode. Mm-hmm. We love a 2-week away from, you know, typical life to get recharged and have brilliant new ideas come. And I think for this has been in the making for a while, because we became really passionate about our business program, Quantum Goddess. And that sort of taken on a life of its own. And I just really felt like, one, there's so much potential in what we're teaching here. And how do we take this value and make it really accessible to even more people while still maintaining this high level program? And also, how do we keep Goddess Hangs really community driven from a friendship standpoint, and we move the business stuff somewhere else? Mm-hmm. Because I didn't, you know, it's been great to launch our business stuff on our Goddess Hangs platform, but it just felt like it was time to allow that to have a life of its own. So thus was born BizWitch Inc.
BizWitch Inc.
So if you haven't seen yet, we have a new brand that has been born. You can follow us on Instagram at bizwitch.inc. And we're going to be creating a lot of really, really powerful stuff. Right now, it's all about building up the brand, offering you our free Rich Witch meditation to get you on our mailing list so we can let you know as soon as all of the big juicy secret stuff is ready. But basically, we're creating something. We know that not everyone is ready to dive into our high-level programs at this time, but they're really excited and inspired by all of the start your own business content that we have. So we saw an opportunity, and we're ready to bring high value for a really, really accessible price in a really fun, incredible way. So get excited for what's to come with BizWitch. We've had so much fun. There's a lot of happening behind the scenes.
Oh yeah, I don't think we've ever worked harder. Mm-hmm. But it's so exciting. It's like, you know, I was at a theme park on Sunday, and I kept texting Sadie. I'm like, I love this, but I really just want to go home and work yeah. on this all. And this was yet another, you know, amazing moment where Sadie was like, I'm bringing you in on this. You're my partner. And I said, I'm so excited. Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you. So it's going to be fabulous. And then Goddess Hangs can really return to its original, beautiful intention of friendship, of sisterhood, of community, of, you know, spells and stories and connection mm-hmm. and fun. And that's really like where we thrive. And where all of you in our community, I think that's what called you to us in the first place. And mm-hmm. then if you're in our community and you want to go deeper in the entrepreneurial world, we have an avenue for that as well. So I know it's going to be fabulous.
Once we realized how we wanted to reorganize our brands, mm-hmm. plural now, which also means Juliet as a brand, me as a brand, Goddess Hangs in a brand as a brand, and then now BizWitch, we're sort of reorganizing the whole structure, and it just feels so clear and so obvious the next steps in all of those different avenues. And we're really excited because we're mm-hmm. This is the moment where we're sort of 100% blending everything together. So I'm bringing the things that I've had into the BizWitch umbrella. So Activate Your Magic and Basic Witch 101 and Intuitive Witch 201. All of those things are going to be pulled in. We're going to pull the creativity juiciness, the Creatrix You. We're going to pull that into the BizWitch umbrella. So it's just going to be, it just feels like sort of this big moment where we're like, the symbols are clashing and everything's coming together. And it's just this new chapter where we're going all in with each other.
I know.
Officially, 100%.
It was so sweet. So when Sadie like laid this out for me, I looked at you and I said, Sadie, this is like Christmas morning for me. Like, I have been waiting for you to come to me and say, let's just do literally everything together. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, we could do our own things too. But in terms of like teaching and offerings, like let's put them together, because when we do stuff together, there's some magic there that we are individually wholly beautifully magical, but there's something about bringing it together and people don't have to choose and they get both of us. And so I was like, the fireworks went off in my brain, and I believe in everything you've created, and
Believe in everything you've created.
Thank you. And I just know that when we like add our little sparkles to each other's stuff, and oh, it's just going to be so good. And so if you're in any of our current programs, you know, don't worry. If anything, you'll be gifted more to thank you for the transition moving forward. Nothing's really going to be taken away from you. Don't worry about it. But it's going to be really exciting. It already is. So if you're interested in that, make sure you follow bizwitch.inc.
Yeah, that's the big new with us.
Yeah.
Anything else new with you?
No. I went down a water slide a few times on Saturday, which was fun
big
for
news.
Me. So I am very scared of most rides. Not that I'm scared of them. When I'm on them, my something shifts, I start to panic. But I don't look at a roller coaster and feel fear. I just look at it and say, oh, that's a thing I'm not going to like. So... But water slides, I love.
Mm.
And Victor was so surprised. He's like, you're not afraid to go down the water slide?
You know what? Water slides actually make me more nervous. I'm opposite.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I think I drowned in a past life because I'm pretty scared of the ocean, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, no,
something
it's fine.
About me.
The water slide. I was like, I love Hurricane Harbor. I love going down in the tubes. He's like, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I just haven't gone back because I feel like I'm going to get a rash. It's just, you know, kind of dirty.
You know, a basic water slide, love it. But the crazy ones, so I think someone commented on one of the videos actually that was like, Juliet, you got to check out Wisconsin Dells. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So Wisconsin Dells is an interesting little town that's all water parks, theme parks, adventure parks. It's a tourist spot. And so, you know, we'd go there all the time as a family. We used to do our family reunions there. And so I always just liked kind of the basic simple slides, but they have some really crazy stuff. And have you ever gone down a water slide that's like you go down a slide and then you go into this bowl? It's like being flushed down a toilet. The water is moving in a circle.
So when you're on a tube?
No, it's just you. And you go down the slide and then there's this bowl with the water going downwards like a toilet flushing.
Oh, no.
So you shoot out into this bowl and you whip around the bowl and then go down.
No, I haven't done. I don't think I do crazy water slides.
Yeah. There's
I'm mildly
crazy
wild with water slides.
Same. Mildly wild. So I went on that once and it flipped me upside down and I went head first into it and it was very traumatizing.
Oh.
And I was like, never again. I didn't want to go on it in the first place, but it was when I was like a preteen. People were like, you're a baby. And you're like,
isn't that the weirdest thing?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not a baby. I can do it. And then I was like, and I hated it.
Yeah. Now I'm like, call me whatever you want to call me. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
I'm like, babies are really cool and cute, so thanks.
Yeah, babies are intuitive and can see ghosts.
Everyone loves babies.
Everyone adores
babies. They get a lot of attention.
Babies. Their heads smell so good.
So thanks for the compliment.
Yeah.
So yeah, water slides kind of freak me out.
I can't, honestly, I just have been... Oh, this is cute. So part of the weekend was, it was Victor's mom's birthday, and one of the many activities was going line dancing, and I wore my cute bubblegum pink cowboy boots that I have on today with white hearts on them. And it was so fun because it was a whole big group of us that were out, and I was like, well, I'm going to learn all the line dances. Again, I'm just like, oh, how hard could it be? And there were a couple that were very hard because they turned in all sorts of directions. But for the most part, 85-90% of the dances, I would sort of watch and then I would pick up on them. And it was so much fun. And I absolutely...
I've never gone in. We should do that.
Oh my God, you would love it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the guys, this is what I will say. The guys who know every dance and are so in their element and are excited to lead and like show you, like it's just so fun because you think like, I wonder if anywhere else in their life they feel this good, you know? And so, I don't know. And I was thinking like, it's, I don't know. I mean, it's tricky in today's world. Like, there's so many things tied in, like, oh, if you like line dancing, you must be like this or like that or whatever. And it's like, it's just a form of dance and it's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I'll take you.
Yeah, I really want to go. We got to learn some dances for my disco cowgirl party. Birthday party. Got to learn some.
I know a good one I could teach you called Four on the Floor.
Okay. That will be your job at the party to teach everyone.
Oh, cute. Okay. I'll
four people that are... No,
I'll freshen up my... Four on the floor. Na, 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 na. It's a lot of claps. It's
and really what are fun. We doing this weekend, Juliet?
Oh, this weekend we're celebrating my birthday.
Happy birthday,
31
Juliet.
Is so much fun.
31 is so much fun.
I feel really good about it. I felt amazing about 30. Mm-hmm. And then now that I've settled into 30, I'm like, yeah, give me all the 30s. And then it is funny, though, how 40 sounds and feels so different than 30. Mm-hmm. But I know that when we get there... We'll be stoked about it too.
Yeah.
But for this weekend, I'm having my 5 friends come over. I bought decorations as if 45 people were coming. But it's going to be, I think, 5 friends. And we are doing a Mamma Mia Santorini ABBA themed soiree.
Very excited.
Costumes. I was thinking I should get Greek food. That would make the most sense.
Ooh, yeah.
And all these decorations and music, and it's going to be so much fun. So it'll be another year of Girls Night plus Victor.
Girls Night plus Victor.
Which is always a hoot.
It is. Victor's great at hanging with the girls.
He's great at hanging with the girls.
He's a great host.
He's a great host. He loves making the cocktails and everything. Yep. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then on Saturday, I'll be with my immediate family. Just to be with them. And then I think my actual birthday is Monday.
When the episode comes out.
Oh, it's happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Juliet. I'm 31. Everyone go DM Juliet and blow up her phone. Aww. And post her in your Instagram stories and say your favorite thing about her.
Oh, that would be really sweet. Thank you. So I'll be 31. It's my birthday. Aww. Oh, it's so exciting.
It's a birthday episode.
I'm the birthday girl. And so I think on that day, I think Victor wants to take me to like a nice little dinner or something. Nice. And that'll be my birthday this year. So yay. Sadie and I are going to be dancing the night away on Saturday.
So excited.
Very excited. So without further ado, let's get into why we have gathered you here today.
We have gathered here today.
You might be wondering why.
So we were having a lot of fun in our Patreon Discord chat. We have a category called Spooky Stories. And so it started out with one of the girls who I have the note with the story in, and maybe I'll start out with this story that inspired this whole conversation. Just bizarre. Where'd it go? Oh, right here. I'm getting my notes out. So just this sort of bizarre thing happened, and it started a conversation and other babes tuning in and saying, oh my gosh, I had this weird thing happen. That just like, you're like, did I hop into a different timeline? What happened? So we got to talking about the Mandela effect and thinking of examples in our own lives, plus all of the popular ones. And then down the rabbit hole of like, well, how does this happen? What's happening when these things happen? So, okay, so here's the story from, oh, by the way, it's from the story that started it all was from Steph.
Oh, what do you know?
Witch Bitch Magic, which we're wearing her scrunchies today. Thank you, Steph.
Thank you, Steph.
These are like the perfect, if you're a witch who's still in the broom closet, these are the perfect scrunchies because she does these little tiny embroidered sigils on them to make them a spell. So like mine's purple, plus it has a moon on it, and it's for intuition. So these are such a cool little like glamour magic colormancy spell. And what's yours, Julia?
Mine is the love scrunchie. And is this a symbol I should know, or is it just like a sweet little flower?
Oh, it's like a Celtic flower, isn't it?
Okay. I don't know.
But I love it.
I love it. No, it's perfect. And you know what's fun? It's so soft. Mm-hmm. She makes them the perfect looseness so it's not tight on your wrist. And I've just sort of been wearing it as like a little fun accessory. Mm-hmm. And then when you need to pull your hair up, there it is. So
they're so cute.
Witch Bitch Magic. It's a very beautiful, beautiful design.
So shout out, follow Witch Bitch Magic. Okay, so this is the story that started all of this. So Steph says, I do laundry like twice a week. I am very familiar with my laundry basket that I got in the clearance section of Home Goods because it had a broken off handle. So she was saying, like, she's like, I got this years ago. I paid like $2 for it because it was broken. That is why I bought it. It was broken and so cheap, right? The broken part was always kind of sharp, so it's something you notice right away. Well, I did laundry the other week and the handle is there. It's fully intact and looks like it's been there all along. I'm pretty sure I switched timelines where as a college student, I bought a full price hamper about 5 years ago. So she's had this hamper for 5 years. It's always been broken. It was not something you could fix. And all of a sudden it's a perfectly all-in-one-piece hamper. Yeah.
I didn't see this story.
Yeah. So this is the story that started the conversation.
Oh my, Steph, that's crazy.
And she sent a picture of the perfectly intact laundry basket that she's had for 5 years.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Bizarre.
Very bizarre.
So we were like, so then we started talking about, oh my gosh, you know, they're, I don't know if you've all heard, you in the audience, but they're turning this CERN back on. And so there's all of these sort of theories about, well, what's going to happen next? Because I think it's been, and Juliet has all of the dish on this, all of the tea. So I'll let her take over.
Flirty fun facts is coming.
But basically there's these theories because they're messing with these like God particles. And are they opening portals? Are the timelines changing? What's shifting? And so this is some of the theories behind the Mandela effect, and we're curious if you listening, if you've experienced any sort of weird, like, wait a minute, that's not right in your personal lives, let us know. And then, so Steph shared this laundry basket, and then we had a few other girls immediately share some interesting stories.
Oh my gosh, somehow I'll share these, all this. I want to know.
And then I want to get the flirty of fun facts. Okay, so then Emily shared, when my husband was coming home from work the other day, he got into the car with his keys in his pocket and the car started by itself. This car does not have auto start on it. Like, it for sure doesn't. Auto start did not exist when this car was built. So he was like, what the fuck? He took the key out of his pocket and put it in the ignition and only turned it 2 times, and the car stayed on and he drove the whole way home just fine. So that was either a glitch in the matrix or he jumped timelines and went back 5 seconds too early and the car didn't get the memo. So it wasn't like a car that you can start it from the key fob or like press a button. You know, it was like an ignition.
This was the same week?
I don't know if these were the same week.
Okay.
But it was in the last couple weeks, yes.
Okay. Well, okay, because it turned on July 5th.
Yeah. So that was story number two, weird thing.
Okay.
And then, let me see. And then Mary at Big Magic Mare shared this interesting thing. Okay. So she says, I live in the country. And so to jump onto the highway, you have to go through some back roads. We were heading to the grocery store, which is about 45 minutes away. One of the main turns we have to take to get onto the highway is about 10 minutes from our house. My husband and I were talking for about 5 minutes when we left, but I always look out of my window for the turn and it isn't hard to miss. After the 5 minutes, I noticed that we were in a location that would normally take us 25 minutes to get to, and my husband was like, wait, did we miss the turn? We were so confused because we were far. The first thing we said was, did we just go through a portal? How did we get here? I had a photo on my phone of right before we left the house, and sure enough, it had only been about 10 minutes since we left the house, but we were 25 plus minutes away. The next week, I have so much chills reading this. The next week, it literally happened again. I have no idea what happened. We haven't missed the turn since the second time it happened, but we truly have no explanation. If I didn't have the pic on my phone that I took right before getting into the car, I would have chalked it up to us just talking too much, but we weren't even deep in conversation, and the photo is proof. Portal life.
Ah!
So just weird things like that. And I have a few more examples from some of the babes. But before we dive into a few more stories and to some of the popular Mandela effects, I would love to hear
okay
the flirty fun facts.
All right. I was up so late writing all these down. I was so happy. I love studying. Okay. So The LHC is the name of the machine that everybody's talking about, and it stands for the Large Hadron Collider. It is the world's largest and highest energy particle collider, and it usually shoots proton beams, like from one end and the other end, and they collide.
Okay.
It does some other stuff too, but that was the main thing. It was built by CERN, which is an acronym. So it's like the French term, but translated pretty much, it's the European Organization for Nuclear Research. They've brought together 100 countries and 10,000 scientists. They've all collaborated. It's like a very big deal. And they started this in 1998. Okay, this blew my mind. So this machine, the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider, in my head, like when you think about this, you think, oh, like, you know, maybe it's the size of this room. And they said, no.
Yeah.
It is a 17-mile long machine.
Oh.
And it's 574 feet underground.
This is some sci-fi shit right here.
This, but this is already is real.
My body's going, no, 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 no. We don't need this.
And people are making so many comparisons to like Stranger Things.
Well, I have that note in my phone.
Oh, I'll let you get into that.
Just because we've been sharing, oh, you know, when like art imitates life, I'm like, Stranger Things, which I was just watching, and then I think someone actually mentioned this in the chat. I was thinking it too, but have you ever watched Umbrella Academy?
No.
So they do a lot of time traveling, and they're always trying to they're like, fuck, the timeline's messed up. They're always trying to fix it. And I'm just like, no. We can't mess with this shit.
So they send these proton beams at each other at wildly fast, like it's like almost as fast as the speed of light, if I understood that correctly, from 17 miles apart, underground. Isn't that, like, they go underground 574 feet, 17 miles long. And it's located between the France and Switzerland border near Geneva. And the first collisions they tested were in 2010. And then I wanted to know, okay, well, why did they build this? Like, what was the purpose? And it's truly to answer questions about space and time and quantum mechanics. There were like seven different questions, but the most interesting ones to me were, they're truly trying to find out, are there extra dimensions and can we predict them? What is the nature of dark matter that makes up 27% of the mass energy of the universe? So they're really talking about like dark matter and I mean, it's just, it doesn't sound real. It doesn't sound real.
It's sci-fi and I don't think good is gonna come from it. I think we're gonna have trouble.
So they did the first beam March 30th, 2010. And then a year later on May 24th, 2011, they created something called quark glucon plasma, which is the densest matter to exist beside a black hole, was created. So they made like a tiny sort of pseudo black hole.
That doesn't sound good either.
And then they, I think there were some issues and they wanted to fix things, whatever. But on July 5th of this year, so a couple weeks ago, they turned it back on on record high energy levels. And it's going to run like this for 4 years.
Oh, these next 4 years are going to go crazy.
So there's a couple. Oh, and when they did all these experiments over the decade or whatever, they discovered three exotic particles. And that's all I'm going to say about that because that's all I know about that.
I didn't read that.
So there's a couple theories. The first theory, which is interesting, is that they're creating a portal to hell. That's like some theory. I don't believe that, but that's a theory. And I'll explain why some people might think that in just a second. Okay. The theory number two, which we'll get super deep into, is the Mandela effect. And the theory is that CERN's particle experiments cause shifts in reality and push the world into an alternate dimension, creating a large-scale Mandela effect in the process. So going back to why people were like, is this like a satanic thing? There is video footage from 2016 of all of these creepy cloaked figures, like black cloaks. I watched the video. and this one woman in white, and they're like moving around. They have a whole giant golden statue of Shiva, who's sort of like the goddess of destruction.
Yeah.
Creation and destruction. And there's these weird rituals, and they're like, they were pretending, trigger warning, to stab the woman wearing white. It was just like this weird, creepy thing. And then somebody was like, hey, CERN, what was that about? And they're like, oh,
it was like there.
Oh, yeah. It was on their like front property. Lawn by the entrance and the, you know, they're highly protected. I mean, yeah. You had to be invited in, I think. I don't think you can just go knock on the door. That's just my guess. And so they were like, it just sounded like such an excuse, if I'm being honest. They said, oh, you know, sometimes the scientists have a weird sense of humor and they were just, you know, doing a skit.
Okay.
I don't know about that one.
They were like, hey guys, you know what would be a funny joke is if we pretended to be a satanic cult and went in the front yard and scared the whole world.
And do these like odd rituals of like human sacrifice. And their statement was, oh, it was a prank. How does that make any sense?
That's really weird.
So then I sort of began diving into different TikToks. That had some very fun things. And basically, I do want to start with this. So, as always, The Simpsons predicted this.
We need to do a whole episode about all of The Simpsons predictions.
Absolutely.
That'd be a great episode.
Absolutely. So, I watched the little clip, and it was, you know, Homer and the family and all these people had gathered to see this scientific event, and they're going to shoot these beams towards each other. And they were like, oh, well, nothing happened. Because that's what the scientific community is saying. Like, oh, no. Like, it doesn't cause, like, nothing happens. We're just looking at stuff and learning. But then Lisa leaves the building and she sees a teeny tiny black hole. And things start getting sucked into it. And she goes, oh, well, I got to get this out of here. Because, like, different kids were getting, like, on their bikes pulled in. And so she brings it home and she like tries to keep it in her basement so that it doesn't like ruin the world. But anyways, okay, so I'll save this for another episode, but I did then go down a rabbit hole of like, what did they predict? And it's a lot. So
we'll do that another day. Episode soon.
Another thing I saw was that the astrology chart on July 5th was the most symmetrical, literal portal with like an opening in the middle, like the way that all the lines and the crosses went together was unbelievable. And the astrological perspective of that day was that it was the opening for a manifestation that something or someone huge is coming. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Isn't that when you, that business came to you?
That actually is probably exact. Yeah. Oh my God. Literally.
The day after 4th of July. Yep. That was the day.
Whoa, that's what I I'm dizzy right now with that realization. That's
they
crazy.
They turned that machine on and it literally opened a portal.
This is what I was talking about. This is so cool because Craig and I talk about this shit all the time. We love talking about conspiracy theories and our own thoughts. And, you know, we always it's because there's always a middle ground. That's the truth, right? Like, and it can be really scary to think about this, all these, you know, messing with particles and opening black holes and changing our timelines. But to me, I was like, well, we can allow that to freak us out and be in fear mode. But guess what timeline we're going to end up on? To me, I'm like, this is an opportunity where I'm like, oh, it's really fucking easy to hop timelines right now. And it sounds like it's going to be for the next 4 years because they're running this shit. Like, great. Let's figure it out. That is so crazy. That was literally July 5th, the day after 4th of July.
I was waiting to tell you that until this very moment.
I blacked out for a moment. My eyes went black when you said that. I was just like, because it was, I got home on 4th of July and the next day I literally, it was the last day I had with my family and I was buried in my computer for literally like 13 hours. Like I did not, like I was like, didn't eat. Didn't use the bath. Like I was just like I was like in it and I was just like everything like working and I was just studying all the stuff and going absolutely nuts. Whoa.
Uh-huh.
So this is going to be it then. That's what I came up with that day.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God.
I knew that the second I heard about it.
Whoa. That's trippy.
And then the last couple things I'll say about it is some people had a theory that this is going to invite in the return of the Anunnaki. Because it's not like they're far away in outer space. They're like dimension. And then there was another person that said that because it's such a strong energy, it amplifies whatever you are feeling. And so because so much information coming towards us is low vibrational, is fear-based, is scarcity-based, is scary, it amplifies whatever we're already feeling. And so this person had a belief that it was this energy is picking up to keep people low vibe. So we're not controlled by that. If you can, pick a new feeling and then let yourself vibrate higher in that feeling. So I thought that was inspirational.
That's such a good point, is like we have to be like so careful about what we're consuming because there's so much information out there. Like I had to talk to Craig and be like, you need to unfollow like 50% of the accounts you're following because, you know, we both enjoy like learning stuff like this. But he had a lot of accounts that were doing sort of the fear-based conspiracy stuff.
Oh, that's not good.
And he was watching so much of it, and he'd get so, like, he didn't believe it, but it's just, like, too much, right? It's just too much to, like, get into that. And then you start questioning your reality and all this stuff. And I was like, you have to find those types of accounts, but that they're positive and uplifting and spiritual. And so he did make that switch, and it's been such an obvious shift in his own energy. So you have to be so careful about what you're consuming. That's a lesson from CERN today, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it amplifies your energy.
Yeah. So that is those are my factoids.
So good. God, this is a good episode, huh, guys?
Yeah. Leave a review.
I'm just like, wow.
Hey, goddesses. Juliet here. Quick interruption. This is so bizarre. So I found these Mandela effects. I could not believe them. Thousands of people had noticed it. I looked it up to double check, and it was correct. These were the I Write Sins Not Tragedies, closing the door versus closing a door, the We Are the Champions of the World, and also the Michael Jackson, You've Been Struck by a Smooth Criminal. This is the weirdest thing that's ever happened. I did my research. I double-checked everything. My mind was blown. We recorded the episode. That night, I'm talking to Victor about it, and he says, oh, no, you're wrong. This is what it actually is. I Google again, and it's almost as if everything switched back. So now it's The Door and Of the World in the Champion song and the You've Been Struck By. So I am so confused. So there's a chance I was tired and just misread things three times in a row, or somehow there was a glitch and they noticed and they switched it back. So keep an eye out on those. I wanted to give this disclaimer so you're not like, wait, what? Just keep an eye on these because this was the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me. And it's just bizarre that thousands of other people had reported like noticing this, and then all of a sudden it's back the way it was. I don't know. Anyways, enjoy the examples. We love you.
Okay, let me tell you a few more from our community, and then maybe we can kind of go back and forth and tell each other Mandela effects and see what we remember. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I found some good ones that I could not believe.
Okay, so let me see. Oh, okay. So a lot of these were other ones that we got to talk about Britney's skirt. The Berenstain Bears is a popular one from our community. We'll dive into these some more. But there was one more. Let's see. EC Witch. EC.Witch, who has a really fun shop. And I've heard a lot of instances of this happening. She said, I've also timeline jumped while riding in a car. A car sped up to me and there was nowhere for it to go. And all of a sudden it was in front of me. And I was watching, I didn't note down what it was, but I was watching a documentary on Gaia with this woman who was describing, so she, it wasn't about CERN or science experiments, but she's talking about like quantum physics and quantum jumping and jumping timelines. And so she's experienced a lot of interesting things, and she was talking about common things that other people experience. And one of them is being in like, either they should have gotten in a car crash, but all of a sudden they're driving and like a semi is coming at them, and all of a sudden they're on the other side of the semi without a scratch. And where it was sort of an instance where they like close your eyes and were like, this can't be happening. And they manifested that like instantly.
Whoa.
And then, or another thing that will happen in these car crashes is where they'll be, the car will be completely totaled. If they were still in that car, they would have died. But they were like flown, they flew out of the car, but like not in a way where they were like, they weren't wearing a seatbelt and they like went through the windshield and were really hurt. Like, it's like they can't figure out because the car doors were all closed and whatever, and they're outside of the car and they're not hurt. So they like quantum jump like out of the car, but they're moving out of speed and they're about to hit a pole or about to hit something, and then they're just outside of the car and the car is totaled. There's like multiple reports of things like that happening, just things that do not make sense.
Something like that sort of happened to my cousin.
He was really?
Riding his motorcycle when he had a motorcycle, and a car, I think he was going straight and a car was turning left at an intersection, and he hit the car should not have turned. It was his right away. He hit the car and he flew off the bike, flew over the car. I mean, this was like a big impact. The bike was totally destroyed and he just landed sitting on the ground. I don't think he even had a scratch, but he like flipped over.
It's like
a car.
Time like slowed down, so he like gently came down or something.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I would have thought. I mean, this is how people die.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he just kind of got up and walked away, like it was.
Like
so...
had a sore tailbone.
Yeah, and he said, "Well, I guess I'm never doing that again." And he bought a car, like, but it was just so. I'll have to ask him about that next time I see him. I was like, that never made sense to me. I mean, thank goodness, but it just didn't make sense.
It's pretty incredible. And it's just like in those moments that our will is so strong, right? Where we're like, this cannot be, right? And we don't even mean to. But it just shows the power that we really have. Mm-hmm. Another example this woman had that was her personal experience was that, so she said she every morning, like, she'd wake up and she'd go into her daughter's room. Her two daughters shared a room, and she'd turn on the lights and she'd open the curtains because they were little, they couldn't like do that themselves, and she'd say, okay girls, time to get up, and then she'd leave the room and, you know, go make breakfast or whatever. And she said one morning, you know, her alarm went off and it was a cold morning and she didn't want to get out of bed yet, and she sort of closed her eyes and she was just sort of dreaming of, she's just sort of imagining that, like, oh, I wish I could just, you know, like stay in bed and teleport and like go do that. And then so she's just in bed and she had kind of fallen back asleep, but this is what she's thinking about, she's visualizing this happening. Mm-hmm. And she hears commotion and she gets out of bed, and her daughters were like, mommy, where did you go? She's like, what are you talking about? They're like, well, you came in the room and then we couldn't find you. Or they're like, why are you still in bed? They came into her room and they're like, mommy, why are you still in bed? Because she didn't normally go back to bed. And she's like, what do you mean? I haven't gotten out of bed. And then she got up, and sure enough, the light had been switched on and the curtains had been opened.
Oh.
And her daughters had seen her there, right? So there's all these instances of, like, it's like almost like a astral traveling, but it's a physical form. Like, she was able to turn on a light and open a thing. And she said another thing where a similar situation happened where she had sort of been daydreaming about being someplace and a friend had seen her there, and she's like, I definitely wasn't there. But
whoa, she has a talent.
Yeah, so she said that all of this started happening after she had like a kundalini awakening, and just like sort of really like leaned into her spiritual side. And she's a scientist. But yeah, she had this kundalini awakening. She became really spiritual. She started studying these things, and she was like, these are, if you look to like shamans, this is like a common thing that like shamans would, there's it's said that like a shaman could be where they are and bring their body to like who needed their help and like perform a ritual.
Wow.
And they'd be in two places at once, things like this. So there's stories that go back very far back in time that tell stories of these things happening and it being sort of accepted and normal and just a power that we had as human beings. But we live in such an ego world now that we have shut these parts of ourselves down. Mm. I think there's so many factors that could be affecting and is probably a mix of different things coming together that causes these timeline shifts and these Mandela effects. And she did speak briefly on Mandela effects. And she said, what's interesting is the closer you were to the person. So let's say you're a friend of Nelson Mandela, the originator of this term. Nelson Mandela, a lot of people remember him dying in prison in the 80s. They remember his funeral procession. It was very tragic because he died in prison, right? They remember watching this on television. But in fact, he got out of prison. He went on to live quite a while, had a good end of his life, I believe, and died in, I think it was like 2013 or something. I have it written down in my notes, but died not in the 80s and not in prison. And she said, the closer you are to that person. So people in like South Africa, they're like, no, he didn't die in the 80s. No one really there has that experience that they remember mm-hmm. that. So the farther away you get from that, the more likely you are to have experienced the timeline shift.
Oh, interesting.
Or the old memory. So it's like, I can't remember exactly how she explained it, but something to do with the quantum particles. And so when you're close, you're not going to maintain that memory because your ego brain can't, your ego brain can't like manage that, right? But then when you're farther away and it's not as personal or affect you as much, you're more likely to remember these instances. It's really interesting. I'll try and remember to go back and look up that documentary. Not great quality, don't watch it, just listen to it. But it was, she had really incredible stories. Really incredible stories. Okay, let's dive into some more. Oh, okay. Nelson Mandela died in 2013, but yeah, all those people remember him dying in the 80s. Okay, so do you want to start with some of your, I have tons of them.
Oh my gosh, you go first. Some of ours might overlap.
Okay, so I'll just go down my list in order and then we can just go back and forth and skip over. Okay, so the first one I had was the Nelson Mandela one, the originator of the term. Okay, so
I think I remember learning that he died in prison.
I feel like I remember learning that too.
Yeah, because I remember when he died, I was like, didn't this man die like 30 years ago?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Remember that show?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember him saying, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood or it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood?
I remember it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's not the neighborhood. It's this neighborhood. That's not right. I remember the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
A beautiful day in this neighborhood. It's this. That's what the correct.
That's not correct.
Right? Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. I didn't agree with that one. What's one that you have?
Okay. How do you spell Chick-fil-A? Is it C-H-I-C fillet or C-H-I-C-K fillet?
Just a C. Okay.
Yeah. That's how I see it too. It's not, though. There's a K.
When did that one change?
I don't know, but it's a very popular one.
It's like chic filet.
There's chic. A K.
No. Absolutely
but there wasn't not. Always.
I absolutely believe. Not. Take me back to the timeline. this is a super popular one. The Berenstain Bears versus the Berenstain Bears.
So some of these, it's unfair because I looked them up too, so I'm not going to pretend to be shocked. But I remember growing up saying the Berenstain Bears.
Right. Were we all just misreading it?
Maybe.
That was the most popular one in our community that people said. And like, it was funny. There was passionate. first passion in the notes I received about this. I was like, I feel it in my soul that Baron Stainbears is incorrect. And I was giggling.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's possible that we were all just but I remember, I read so much when I was little, and I have such a visual memory of like low-key photographic memory, and I can see it. Mm-hmm. It was 1000% Baron Stainbears. I really feel that way.
Yeah. That one I'm, yeah.
Not sure,
but it's weird.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. What's the Oreo called where they put double the filling in the middle?
Oh, I did see this one. Double stuffed, it's double stuff.
So I always grew up with, or I remember double stuffed Oreos.
Yeah, double stuffed.
Yeah, but it's double stuff spelled S-T-U-F. Double stuff.
Yeah, I saw that one, and I remember double stuffed.
Yeah,
double stuff. That doesn't even make sense.
Introducing double stuffed Oreos.
Yeah, like double stuff doesn't even make sense to me. Yeah, that one's weird. Okay, do you know who Billy Graham is?
No.
He's like a preacher or a pastor or something. But I don't know who's going to remember this. I had to look him up. But this is another instance. I just think the ones where people remember celebrity famous people dying, but it wasn't correct, the date. So the correct thing is that he did die in 2018, but people remember him dying like years and years ago, and that they have a specific memory that President Clinton gave a eulogy, but he actually died in 2018.
I was just thinking how wild it would be to ask all the people who remember Nelson Mandela's funeral to talk about what they remember, like, and what if all of them are like, oh yeah, so and so sang.
That is, there's people remember they talk about the seeing on TV, and I feel like I can see it too. Like I feel like we saw pictures of this. People have a memory of, they're like, I was watching it on TV, and there was a long procession going down this street, and they have very specific memories of what it looked like.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Okay, well, we don't know who Billy Graham is, but what about, okay, everyone remembers a portrait of King Henry VIII holding a turkey leg.
Yes.
But he's holding a glove, not a turkey leg. Yeah.
No, I remember the turkey leg.
Yeah, right?
A glove?
A glove. What? Yeah, that's a big popular one.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What about, speaking of famous people in history, do you remember King Tut when they pulled out the sarcophagus?
Oh, mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the headdress, and there's the cobra,
mm-hmm,
from the top.
Yep.
Okay, now all of a sudden it's a cobra and like a weird bird head. There's two things
up
there.
I saw this one. This is a new one, right?
Yeah.
This is like one that happened very recently where people were like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. There are some photos that people dug up that have it without that extra piece on it.
Whoa.
I found it in an article. They're like, there's like two photos, but an old like drawings and stuff of it too. But there's an actual real photo that somebody found that has it, just the one.
I'm like, I don't, a bird head.
No, it looks so weird. Nobody, it doesn't look right.
They designed it that way. Mm-hmm. That's, and then it was, the top comment was, hey, it's an Egyptologist here. This was never there before. It was spooky. Yeah. It was spooky. I mean, you all remember, like, there's the cobra. It wasn't, mm-hmm, like cobra and turkey face.
It looks like, that one made me laugh because I was like, it looks like it's these parallel realities, and they combined,
yes,
because it doesn't look right to have the two sticking out. And it's like,
just from a design standpoint,
one timeline was the cobra and the other one was this bird thing, and they accidentally got mixed together.
Yeah.
And it just looks wrong. It looks so awkward and weird. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's... Do you remember? Okay, remember Mother Teresa?
Uh-huh.
So some people have a memory of her being canonized, meaning becoming an official saint, in the 1990s while she was still alive. And other people have a memory of her being canonized post-mortem, which in 2016, so after she died. Do you remember that?
Oh, I think it would have been during her life.
No, it was not in the 90s. Typically, people are not canonized while they're alive, but and this one I'm not sure. I don't know if I have a specific memory, which is interesting because
when did she die?
2016.
Mother Teresa?
Maybe she was canonized in 2016. I don't know when she died. I don't know. 2016.
This is one of those things, you know, when you think about Picasso and you think, oh yeah, in the 1400s, but he was like alive in the 40s.
Oh yeah. Mother Teresa was definitely alive when we were alive. I remember that. Oh, wow. But I don't remember her dying, which I was Catholic, so you'd think I'd remember this.
I don't remember her dying either. I sort of don't ever remember her being alive when we were alive.
But that could just
be a me thing.
The thing is, so we were young children in the 90s, and people say they remember her being canonized in the 90s. I feel like I remember that being a conversation, but I don't remember. We were little, so I don't remember if it actually got done. But 2016, yeah, I'm not sure about that one, but it's interesting because that's a really big deal. Because to become a saint, you have to have like proof of miracles, so like hard and fast truth that you've performed miracles, and there's all these really specific things. So it's like a whole thing. So maybe the conversation started in the 90s, and I don't know, but I thought that was interesting. All right, hit me with another one.
Okay, do you remember the robber emoji?
Robber emoji.
When I saw it, I was like, oh yeah, it's like the yellow man, and he's got the striped shirt and the little eye mask.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, that never existed. There was never a robber emoji. That one is freaking everybody out.
Oh, yeah, no, I have a memory of that now that you describe him.
Yeah. Never happened.
I swear my ex used to use that emoji. Like, steal your heart, girl. Silly texts. I swear.
Right? Robber emoji.
Wasn't just digging into her 2012 text messages. Probably deleted them. Okay, this one I feel very passionately about deep in my soul because I am a huge Queen fan. We are the champions of the world, right? At the very end. Mm-hmm. We all remember that, right?
No time for losers, because we are the champions, bum, bum, of the world.
Nope.
How come we all remember that melody, too?
Everyone remembers Of the World, and Craig played it for me the other day, and I was like, I felt nauseous. It felt so wrong, and everyone remembers that.
But, like, that's the crazy, like, the song, like, visuals, maybe we visually, you know, but for all of us to remember a melody.
That's a very specific thing that gets stuck in our brain. Like, that's different. I can see Berenstain, we all miss. I could see.
Right, like, oh, we were kids. You know.
I can explain that away. But this one.
But for millions of people to remember that melody.
This is one of the ones without a shadow of a doubt.
And I can hear his voice freaking singing it.
Yeah, this one I know 1,000% the timeline shifted for this one. I have no doubt in my mind. This is the one where I'm like 1,000% confident. The other ones I'm like, I don't know. I don't trust my
memory. Is there anyone on earth who's like, oh no, that. I mean,
that was never there.
But just for, yeah, the melody thing. Like, not just a lyric, but to add on a whole. Da, da, dum. Like,
yeah, when you listen to the song now, because it's at empty. The end, it sounds like it didn't. It's so wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you guys just redo it and make us all happy?
Can you put it back the way it was? Back the way it
was.
Oh my god.
Freddie, come back to us for a minute.
I have a couple song ones too. The song ones. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to talk about a Michael Jackson song.
Okay. I haven't heard this one.
Okay. This one was like, no freaking way. So, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? That's all fine. I'm going to sing it and then you sing it. So it goes, you've been hit by.
You've been struck by.
A smooth criminal. It never says struck by.
No. Uh-uh. No, it's a.
You've been hit by. You've been hit by. A smooth criminal. No way. And I was like, they're making this up for clickbait. Nope.
I never saw that one out there. I didn't come across this one. And that was.
I knew. I said, I'm going to sing the first line and she's going to say, you've been struck by a smooth. Because that's the song.
God damn it. They're taking away all of our classics.
Is it like that one made me hot?
That's how
I was like, that's the song.
Oh,
also, just to, from a lyricist's perspective, to say you've been hit by, it's just bad writing.
Yeah.
And that's not what it was.
Oh, that is so weird.
Did anybody else have like a heart attack over that one? I Googled the lyrics. I listened to it. I was like, this is not the way it sounded.
It's funny because every time I come across one of these where I'm like, I like look for the proof of like my version because I'm like, it's got to be out there somewhere.
But what are the odds that you would have known that?
No.
Like, it doesn't even say.
And how many of you listening, when she told me to finish that, did you say that along with me? We want to know.
That one, I think, was a new one for me, and that one freaked me out a lot.
I have never heard that one. That's crazy. I wonder if that's a new one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whoa.
But, ooh.
Whoa. Okay. Let's see. Oh, this one's not a new one, but it freaked me out when I heard this one. The most famous line of Star Wars, Darth Vader saying, "Luke, I am your father." As kids growing up, how often did we play Star Wars and say that over and over and over again? And that's not the line. It's, "No, I am your father."
That one's weird.
It's just wrong. It's just wrong.
There was also one that was like E.T.
Phone home. It's not that?
No.
It's not that?
No.
Why do we all say that?
I don't know. It's E.T. home phone.
What?
That doesn't make any sense.
The timeline just went burp, and swapped
the
words.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, that's so weird.
Okay, I have another song one. This one also, I was like, hold on. So we'll do another sing-along.
Okay. I get nervous. I'm like, what if I don't remember?
No, you will. I chime in with a "haven't you people ever heard of?"
Closing the goddamn door. No.
That's not
what
it.
What is it? No. 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 What is it? I'm gonna flip this table over.
This one I didn't believe.
No. Uh-uh. I already know you're wrong. Say it.
It's closing a goddamn door. No. That was never it.
Closing a god.
Instead of the.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
That's incorrect.
That's wrong. No.
Have it.
It's
closing
the.
A god. No, closing the god. It was always
it's
the.
It's always the. It's the.
It was always the. And when you, I was like, well, maybe they sang it in a way where it sounds like the, but they do not. It is so clearly a.
I'm going to go find my old CD. My dad saved them all. That was one of the CDs that I listened to over and over and over again. I know that I know that song.
I remember hearing him say, closing the.
Yeah,
the. I remember like the inflection.
I'm getting heated over here. I'm getting real mad.
Turn that particle thing off.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Remember the iconic scene in Risky Business? Describe to me what Tom Cruise is wearing.
Oh, I didn't see this one. But I remember it was like socks, underwear, maybe a white t-shirt, and I remember the black Ray-Bans.
Yeah, like a white button-up.
Yes.
No bottoms and socks. No, he is only wearing a pink dress shirt. No sunglasses.
What?
No white. It's a pink dress shirt. How many times is everyone dressed up in costume as this? And it's always with the sun. Maybe we, along the line somewhere, we started a trend where we all started wearing the white shirts for the costume. Fine, I can explain that away.
But the sunglasses
were in there. Why would that get added into our memory? The sunglasses are a very specific, iconic piece of that scene. Like, that's Risky Business in that scene. There's no sunglasses, no white button-up. It says...
Oh, I didn't read the pink shirt. That's bizarre.
He's wearing a pink shirt only. Yeah, no sunglasses. I saw a picture of a screen grab from the movie, and it looked completely wrong. And I have a...
Whoa.
It's just not right. It's wrong.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to do two quickies in a row. There was one that people remember, Regina George from Mean Girls, for Halloween, wearing her bunny costume and the color of the costume being like pink and black. But it was white.
Oh, I don't know if I remember that enough.
But I was like, I don't remember her being dressed in. Why would they dress like a villainy character in white?
Yeah.
That just, anyways. Okay. Ooh, Okay. I can't even pick. They're all just bananas. So I really can't. Okay, here's a fun one. Do you remember when you would pop those little pizza bites in the oven, and it was a pizza rolls? They were called pizza rolls. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name of the company?
Tostino's?
Yeah, it's Totino's.
No, it's not.
I remember Tostino's pizza rolls.
Tostino's. Maybe I'm mixing up with like Tostitos, but I remember Tostino's.
I remember Tostino's.
That's interesting.
And so do many other people.
What is it? Tonino's?
Wait.
Wait.
Totino's.
Totino's. Totino's.
I don't remember saying, can you buy me some
Totino's?
I don't know, but I remember Tostino's.
That's interesting.
But nobody else. But that's incorrect, I guess.
This is another one that, because I love this book and this movie, that I thought is wrong. So many movie buffs, it's a book first, but remember the classic film flick, it says flick, that's why I said it wrong, as being titled Interview with a Vampire. Remember that movie with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt? Great movie, excellent book by Anne Rice. It's 1000% called Interview with a Vampire. But it's actually Interview with the Vampire.
I don't remember that being called that ever.
It's Interview with a Vampire. Like, I know this because I read that book when I was a kid and I reread it over and over again. I loved that book. And maybe, I wonder if the book is also called that. I'm just so confused by that. Interview with a Vampire book. I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, find out.
Because that one's saying the movie, where I'm like, is the book called that too? Or is that why I have the memory?
This next one kind of made me
upset. It's the on the book. It's not right. It's not right.
Incorrect.
Mm-mm. It's wrong.
Okay. You know, it's one thing to like make a mistake and remember something incorrectly. It's another very strange phenomenon when millions and millions of people are like,
yeah,
no, I'm pretty sure it was this.
A lot That's of these what makes are this wild. Simple grammar, and we could definitely misremember them. But it's just, yeah, it's such a phenomenon on a grand scale. And then the ones where it's like the songs, especially our voice and our way we remember sound is so different from, I can definitely get behind visually seeing something and messing that up. Like the logo ones and stuff. I'm like, well, you know, that, yeah. I don't, you know, maybe we all just, whatever, messed that up on our own brains. But that, and then just the memories of people dying and then them not being dead, like those, I'm just those like, that's bizarre. Not right. Like we don't. Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. Do you remember when we were growing up, the Disney logo would come on against the blue background, the castle would come, and then Tinkerbell would fly up and dot the sparkly eye? There's no evidence that Tinkerbell was ever part of that.
No.
But I remember, ding, ding.
Yeah,
I remember I can see that. It. And she'd have a little trail of glitter behind her, and she would dot the...
Did she like go like up on like this side and
do yes it? Yes yeah,
to the if I'm looking at the screen, she would go to the right in a little arc and then like dot it.
Everyone remembers it that way, and it never happened,
because I was always like,
I have a chill,
because I remember being a kid and thinking this. I was like, Tinkerbell is like a part of a specific part, and like why is she on every, because it wasn't just for Peter Pan, you know. I was like, my little kid brain was like, she's from Peter Pan, why does she show up on all of these things, you know what I mean? My little logical child brain trying to figure out why, so she was, why always do we there all
have that knowing where she came up, and I remember the little noise, ding. Like it was a thing. Does anybody else remember that one?
Next, they're going to tell us the Disney kids didn't do that whole wand thing, but yeah, we all
they're
know.
Like, no, it just appeared. They were just standing there.
There's no human there.
There's none of this.
Okay, I thought, okay, you know in Snow White, when the queen looks in the mirror, what does she say?
So I remember it as, mirror, mirror on the wall.
She actually says, magic mirror on the wall.
No, she doesn't.
It has no ring to it. And it's not like a, because it's supposed to be sound like an incantation, like a spell. So it wouldn't say, we wouldn't, a witch would never say.
Well, and you know what's bizarre?
By expert opinion, we would never say magic mirror on the wall. You, like, there's not a poetic nature to it. There's not like a magical nature to that.
Well, here's what's bizarre. So remember there was that song by M2M that was mirror, mirror hanging on the wall.
You don't have to tell.
Anyways, there are songs that were written based on the way it was said.
Okay, and then what does he say in Shrek when they bring the mirror in and he's like, does he, and he says it to her? Do you remember it?
Oh, I don't remember.
I wonder if they have him say a mirror, mirror, or a magic mirror when Lord Farquaad, you know, gets the mirror. And
I don't remember what he said, but I remember that scene.
Yeah.
Bachelorette number one. Yeah. Was that whole thing.
I wonder if he says it. That one tripped me out.
Okay. I have a few more. So this one is interesting. Well, there's two about Britney Spears.
Yes, there's a brand new one.
So I'm going to do the one about the Toxic music video.
Oh, okay.
So this one is interesting because I don't know if I remember it this way, but a lot of people do. So when she, but I kind of do. So when she's wearing her red outfit, a lot of people remember that she had one of those little microphones, like as if she was performing on stage, those little funny 90s like earpiece that came around and hung out in front of your mouth. And now looking back at the video, there's no microphone. But what's weird is like everybody who's ever worn a costume since that video came out had the black microphone.
Yeah, I have a memory of the microphone.
The dolls came with the black microphone. Like, it's just always odd when there's like years and years and years and thousands and thousands of people who wear the Halloween costume and they remember it that way. Mm-hmm. But if you watch the video back, she never had a microphone on.
Yeah, it's things like those where it's like, okay, someone could have sold it incorrectly and started this trend and then like changed our memory. But like, so that's weird. It's like, did the post video marketing of the dress this way and whatever just include that for no good reason? It was just sort of an oversight, or was it once there and now it's not?
This one I could sort of like wrap my head around the logic, but the one that you're gonna say, I'm baffled.
Okay, that's because this one I don't have a strong enough memory of, but I was like, Juliet's our resident Britney professional expert, so this is a new one. I think I remember, but I'm just like not as confident as some of the other ones. Okay, so people are going nuts. This is the newest Mandela effect since they're like, since they turned on the machine and this happened. This is like the sort of the like, they turned on that machine and all of a sudden. So they remember, is it the Baby One More Time music video when they're dressed in the schoolgirl outfits? We all have memories of her and the girls in these gray plaid skirts.
Yeah.
And it's not the case. They're just wearing plain black pleated skirts. Now, what I found interesting, of course, this is one of them where I was like, I gotta find evidence of this. What's interesting is that when Britney has posted since then that she's like dressing up inspired by that video, she always chooses a plaid skirt. But if you look at all of the Google images, you go watch the video, they're wearing black skirts. But everyone, like, this is one where I'm like, I don't feel confident enough. I have a memory of the gray skirt, but I don't feel confident enough in that memory to claim it. But how do you
feel? Here's the thing. Before I heard this, if you were to say, go into this store and put together a Baby One More Time outfit, I would have never chosen a black skirt in a million years.
Yeah.
I remember the little pink puffies in her hair or whatever, the fuzzy gray, really tiny top. And I remember, I mean, it was supposed to look like a school uniform.
Yeah. Yeah.
A black skirt?
It doesn't look right when you see the images of it. It doesn't look like a schoolgirl uniform as clearly as I thought it did.
I do not remember a black skirt. I mean, maybe. But how many times have I watched that video? I just don't remember it that way. So that one's odd.
Mm-hmm. That's the newest one.
This is a little one. The Fruit of the Loom logo.
Oh, yeah. We all remember it. with a cornucopia.
And there was never a cornucopia.
I can see that so vividly in my mind, the yes. cornucopia. Yeah.
Yeah. That one was bizarre. I have three more. How many more do you have?
I have like a lot, but they're not all that interesting. I'm trying to click through. Okay, here's a fun one. So do you remember, I don't really remember that he had this name, but I can visualize this person. Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon. My mom used to be his assistant, his really? Wife's assistant for a few years. Yeah.
Okay. So you were close to this. So maybe you're too close to have this Mandela effect memory.
I was at his funeral.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. But
I was at his funeral.
So people have vivid memories of him showing up on people's doorsteps with the publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes giant checks. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
I have, like, I could visualize that.
Okay, so they say that this was on TV. There's so much pictures. This was marketing. He never made those house calls.
I'm feeling so many weird chills.
And he actually endorsed a rival sweepstake promotion for the American Family Publishers and never once appeared on camera for that. But we all have these memories of him with the giant checks.
That's weird,
right? That's a vivid memory I have. I didn't know the guy's name, but that was never a thing.
So he was Johnny Carson's sidekick. It was like Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
Gotcha.
So everybody began to know him, and then he hosted like, what was it called? It was like one of those American talent shows, and I think like Britney Spears sang on it. Star Search.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, never did that.
Weird.
I love that memory.
I have... What's the famous quote from Forrest Gump about chocolates?
Oh, yeah. Life is like a box of chocolates.
But it's life was like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, I don't agree with that one. I got to ask my brother Luke about that one because... Sweet Luke, who loves hugging his dad.
No.
Because he had a phase where he was really obsessed with that movie and would watch it over and over and over and over again. So I need to reach out to him and just ask him, be like, what's that quote again? And not prompt him and see what he says.
I'm so curious.
I very clearly remember life is. Okay, this is a popular one. What color did you think chartreuse was? Or do you think chartreuse is?
Is it a green?
It is, but a lot of people remember it being like a bright magenta, purple,
I was
going to
say, is
color.
It like a, it was, I, those were my, I was like, it's either like this color green or it's like a pinkish.
So I remember, I feel like this was like back at the end of high school, so maybe like 2010 or something. I remember this being like the argument of the century. Like we were all fighting over what chartreuse was. So I feel like this switched around then.
Whoa.
I am on the team where we're both, it seems like, on the team where, like, I have the, quote, correct memory, but I remember getting in, like, not actually, but, like, fist fight level arguments with people of, like, how could you think it was a purple color? It's a green.
But if you had told me right now, like, no, it's, like, a pinky purple, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
But this is the interesting part. From what I remember losing those arguments. That's the weird thing, is that I always thought it was green, but I remember that I used to lose those arguments for some reason.
Isn't it weird that we all are like, oh, it's either this specific shade of pink or this specific shade of green?
Yeah.
Like how? Like if you ask somebody what lavender is, like, you know, or like right. what indigo is, you know.
So I just feel like I remember when this shifted, but I feel like I was once wrong and now I'm right. That's my memory about chartreuse.
That's odd.
That's an interesting one.
Because I think I remember learning it was like a pink color, and then somebody was like, no, it's a greeny yellow mm-hmm. or something.
It's like literally the color green that you're yeah. wearing. Yeah.
How fitting. Okay, that's strange. I have one more that's like a documented one, and then I have one that I'm going to ask you, and maybe it's a Mandela, or maybe I just remembered it wrong.
Okay.
So a lot of people remember Pikachu with that black stripe on his tail.
I remember that, yeah.
I do, too. There was never a black stripe
on his
tail.
Yeah, that one's wrong for sure. I remember that.
I feel like I remember drawing him
yeah.
and coloring in that black, or her, I don't know. I just remember drawing the black part.
Yeah, I remember that, too. And then I saw a picture with it, and it looked like Pikachu looks so wrong.
Bizarre.
So weird. This one, I have a very clear memory of two. So how would you spell Cruella De Vil's last name? Do you remember?
It would be D E, mm-hmm. and then a capital V I L L E.
Yeah, I have a very specific, that's for sure correct, but
but it's wrong.
But it's wrong. It's actually just literally spelled devil, but with a capital V. But that was the whole thing. It was like Deville, but obviously it meant devil. Like it, that was supposed to be the joke of it, but it wasn't literally spelled devil.
No, that would be too spot on.
It was too spot on. So the correct fitting is, or it's correct, it says, which is quite fitting for this particular Disney villain in my notes because I copy and pasted it. The correct spelling is capital D E capital V I L, but it, you know, there's no, and that's just not right. I have a very specific memory of that.
L-L-E,
yeah. That, okay. I think, covers, I have some more in here, but those are all the most interesting ones.
Oh, I have one more that I remember. Coca-Cola, when you picture the logo, how do you picture, like, how they separate the words?
With a dash?
How do you picture that?
Like a white dash? I don't know.
Okay, so anyway, it's hard to do this, like, just speaking it, but a lot of people remember Coca dash, like a normal size dash, cola. Some people, I kind of remember it as that, and then like a wavy dash, cola. But what it really is, it's like all squished together as one word, and there's like a weird dot in between. It's very strange. I don't remember it like that at all. But that's one.
I remember a regular dash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you, here, look it up. Look up what it looks like now. You'll be like, that wasn't it. It's strange. And you listeners at home, you look it up too. This one is.
Oh, and it's like high. It's not in the middle.
I remember it in the middle.
Like a dash in the middle.
It, this, like, hovers, this above.
Is, yeah, no, this isn't right.
And then the last one that I just wrote down because I remember it this way, specifically, vividly. Victor was like, no, you're wrong. It's always been this. So I'm curious what you think. You know the big hit breakout song of Christina Aguilera?
Genie in a Bottle?
The other one.
Come on Over?
No, the other one. It's the one that goes, da-da-da-da-da, come over here, baby.
All I want is you.
Okay, I'm remembering it wrong then. I remember it as all I want to do, come over here, baby.
Oh.
All I want to do. Okay, that's just a me. I want to just throw that in and see if we had any magic there. But the other songs.
The other songs were.
Those other songs, like, if, those were just too much. Especially the Michael Jackson and the Queen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. Mm-mm.
Bizarre.
An A and a the, I can get, okay, maybe right, that got messed letter, up. Right,
a different spelling.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, no.
For the whole world to remember a different melody?
And, like, a whole ass phrase of the world. That's too much that we invented ourselves.
And also, you've been struck by, like, that's so specific. Oh, bless you. 6, 7, 8, 9.
I don't think I've ever sneezed on the pod before.
I always like count them. I
sneeze like that every time. God has blessed me. Thank you.
I'm ready for lunch.
You know, all of these were giving so many chills. My nips have been hard this entire time. Anyone else's nips hard this entire time? They're like sore.
I just looked over. I'm like, what's happening?
My nipples are sore from being hard for an hour and a half because all of these Mandela effects were so crazy.
So many chills. Leave a comment or DM us. Join our Patreon. The conversation will continue with us there. Tell us which ones blew your mind, which were your favorites. Are there other ones that we didn't mention? I'm certain there are. We would love to keep chatting with you about this because this is a topic that just blows us away.
So fun. So cool. Thank you for listening every week. We love you so much. We have so much fun goodies in the show notes. Check out our Patreon community. We have both of our decks for sale, the Quantum Goddess Holographic deck and our Intuitive Magic Oracle. We have really fun merch. Make sure you follow our newest venture at bizwitch.inc. Follow Goddess at Goddess Hangs, and I'm at I am Sadie Olson on all socials.
I'm at juliet.piper.
Anything else? We've got to wrap this up quick. We talked for so long.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for all of your love and all of your support. You are truly our best friends. Tell a friend. Tell a friend about Goddess Hangs. Bring all your real life besties into our community. We would love to keep growing and having fun with you. And have a wonderful day and happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Juliet. What a fun birthday episode.
Bye.
Bye.